Brothers and sisters, every one of you who are here today and sit down and to listen to this khutbah, always remember that what you hear on this day might be our last. This khutbah that I give today, it's very difficult for me and perhaps every imam in the city. I chose this particular ayat from the Quran so that Allah Almighty can guide us in this time of crisis in which we live today. I'm sure that most of you have heard by now of the tragic death, the murder of one of our young Muslim brothers, 17 years old, Shu'aib Abdul Latif, who happens to be the son of one of the most prominent imams of this country, the head of the Magistrate of New York, over 41 different imams, member of the Executive Council of the Islamic Society of North America, my good friend and companion, Imam Al-Amin Abdul Latif. You cannot imagine the difficulty when he called me Wednesday morning about 12:30, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, past midnight, and told me that his son was dead. And he wanted me to come over. And I went to his house and we sat down trying to find out what happened. He was shot by the police. Most of you, if not all of you, have read newspaper articles, New York Times, Newsday, The Post, The Daily News. You've listened to radio stations, you've seen the ABC, CBS, NBC, and maybe other reports. And there are a lot of things that people are saying. Today I would like to give an Islamic perspective for us to give you some announcements and to see where do we go from here. I chose for today's khutbah in memory of my young brother, Shu'aib. I knew him. We played basketball together in the summer. 17 years old. Now he's gone. Shot by the police. I chose this ayah from Quran. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ Allah says in Quran, you are the best of people evolved for mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ You enjoin what is right, you forbid what is evil, and you believe in Allah. You are the best of people evolved for mankind. I don't care to what degree our iman is right now, yet Allah tells us in the Quran, we are in fact the best. And I want to leave you with that thought today as I begin to tell you about the death of our young brother and what we intend to do about it. You read in the newspaper that someone called the 75th Precinct on Sutter Avenue and said that there was a dispute between a man and a woman. And the man had a gun. And so the police came and went in one of the buildings on Williams Avenue. Brother Shu'aib was in the basement. And when he heard the woman's voice talking to the police, a woman that he knows, he came up from the basement. And he knows how policemen are, so he came up with his hands up in the air. And then when the woman, who's the eyewitness, saw one of the policemen like he was going to shoot, she said, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. And even the neighbors could hear it. And then the policeman shoot an unarmed young boy of 17 years old. And he died. The thing that I'm concerned about is the police. Many of you who don't or wasn't born in this country, you may not know the degree of the wickedness of some police. We don't say all of them. But one thing every policeman does in this city, and that is they cover each other's fault. They cover up. They call it the blue wall of silence. And if one of them commits a wrong deed, seldom would another police officer turn them in. So initially, the word went out that there was a gunfight in this building. There was a shootout between the police and the suspects, and one of the police officers was shot. That was the first initial story. They know that there was no gun, so they had to admit later that there was no gun, that this young man had no gun, so they had to change the story again. And the next story was that he attacked them. He lunged at them, and then they shot him. And then they changed the story again to say that there was, because if he lunged forward and they shot him, then how did the other police officer get shot? And then they changed the story again to say that this young Shoaib attacked the police and was struggling with the police. You probably heard that report. And he got shot, and then somehow the other police officer got shot. You heard a lot of things. I tell you, brothers and sisters, traditionally, the police in this city and in this country, what they do, usually they carry their gun and they carry an extra gun. And sometimes the extra gun is so that if they commit a crime and they shoot someone without a weapon, they take the extra gun and put on them. Sometimes police officers carry drugs, and so therefore if someone is shot, then they take the drugs and they plant the drugs on them. I must give credit to Imam Al-Amin Abdul Latif, because immediately he did what we're supposed to do, and that is to investigate. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. O you who believe, when a wicked person comes to you with any news, ascertain the facts. I commend Imam Al-Amin Abdul Latif for sending out brothers for one purpose, to find the facts. He doesn't assume that his son is innocent. He wants to know the truth. A few weeks ago, we stood before you and this member, and we mentioned that we must be people who defend the truth. So we wanted to know the truth. You are blessed and I are blessed in this masjid to have Brother Ali Abdul Karim, our security brother, and Brother Yahya from Masjid Mu'mineen. These two brothers were up in the morning while others slept, investigating, and the crew of brothers that they went in the area investigating, getting witnesses. One of the things that we were concerned about, when they brought out the body of Imam Brother Shuaib, Imam's son, A'udhu Billah, he was brought out 45 minutes later. The ambulance didn't come until 45 minutes later, and when he came out, he was undressed. Why? Why did the police undress him? And why did the police spend 45 minutes with him down in the basement? What were they doing? And this woman who was the eyewitness, she said the police, after they shot him, they took her away. So she couldn't see what else was happening. And then when they took her to the precinct, they started putting suggestions in her mind, asking her, where did you say that he put the gun? This is the way they are. They don't look for truth. You see, brothers and sisters, I would feel better if the police would say, we made a mistake. I would feel better if the police said that we were in East New York and we are paranoid when African-American youth come on the scene. We're scared, we're nervous, and therefore we prematurely shot and we were excessive. I would feel better. But rather than them telling the truth, they'd rather cover it up. They'd rather lie and then make the victim appear as if he's the culprit. So brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we've done our investigation. We continue to investigate. We have professionals among us. When we contacted our lawyers, they commended Brother Ali Abdul Karim and Brother Yahya for their excellent investigative work. Because these brothers weren't trying to vindicate the Imam's son, they were trying to find and ascertain the facts. And now we believe that we have the facts. Brothers and sisters, the precinct the police came from is the 75th precinct. This is a notorious precinct where the policemen are known to be drug dealers themselves. Recently was exposed corruption in many police stations, especially in the 75th. They're known for taking bribes and looking the other way while people deal drugs. They're known for that and corruption. And so, what are we asking for? We're asking for justice. Now, brothers and sisters, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. is going to be Salatul Janazah for Brother Shuaib. I want everybody there. Inshallah. It will be at Masjid Mufti Khalifa, Bedford Avenue and Fulton, Bedford Avenue and Madison, 120 Madison. We expect thousands of people from all over to come. We've gotten phone calls, not only Muslim leaders, Muslims everywhere, but leaders throughout the city who know of the police brutality and aggression against black youth. So you see all kinds of people there. The media, they're interested. We're with the Imam all day, and all the media came there because this appeared to be a sign of things to come from the administration of Giuliani, the new mayor of New York City. A few days ago, you may have heard me on the radio. Some of you may not have understood, speaking out against the intrusion of the police on the mosque on 125th Street. They got a phone call, they say, that there was a robbery taking place in Muhammad's mosque on 125th Street and 5th Avenue. And so they came there. If anyone in this city knows that masjids are areas that the police cannot go into unless they get a supervisor and they speak to the one in charge. You don't go barging into a masjid. So they went into the mosque, and as you know by now, so they say 8 policemen were hurt. And a gun was taken from them. So anyway, myself and the imams from the Majlis Shura, we stood together with Minister Conrad Muhammad and other leaders in the community to denounce that. Doesn't mean that we have the same aqidah, we don't. We don't believe the same, but yet we must stand up for truth. Because Sunday is Muhammad's mosque. Next time is Masjid Taqwa, Masjid Mu'minin, Masjid Mufti Khalifa, Masjid Farooq, Masjid Dawood and State Street. So we must be a kind of people to stand up for truth. So therefore, this Sunday, they're having a rally at 2 o'clock and they asked me to speak. And I spoke with the Imams from the Majlis Shura and I intend to go there to speak the truth, inshallah, because we must be people to stand up for truth. We want all of us, brothers and sisters, our youth, to come out tomorrow for the janazah of Brother Shuaib at 10 a.m. I would advise you to get there early. We expect thousands of people to be there. That's one of the signs that we're going to show to the city of New York. We're not going to stop there. You'll be getting an announcement, inshallah, that this Monday there's going to be a massive rally of Muslims in this city. where the location is, inshallah, tomorrow at the janazah we'll give you the location. We expect Muslims from this city, from Philadelphia, New Jersey, from Connecticut, from the surrounding areas to come with us when we have this demonstration and rally. We expect all of you to be there. Monday is a holiday. We want the men, the women, and the children to be there. And we're going to make an announcement, inshallah, that's going to shock the city. Because when the Muslims get involved, we believe that we represent the leadership. And we're going to show a sign to this city, bi-iznillah, this Monday. Inshallah, imams are meeting nightly, all hours of the morning, planning this to be a special rally and demonstration unlike this city has ever seen. If we're going to be the leaders of this city, we must be different, we must be unique, we must be right, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on our side, inshallah. So when we give the word tomorrow, we expect on Monday to have thousands and thousands of Muslims. If you can imagine, 10,000 Muslims, 20,000 Muslims, 30,000 Muslims in front of the precinct, the 75th precinct, imagine 20,000, 30,000 Muslims there. So brothers and sisters, I close with this statement to you. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنحون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best of people, evolved for mankind. You enjoin the good, you forbid the evil, and you believe in Allah.